tonight. We may not, but that's okay. We get our thoughts out, and we analyze them, and we look at both sides of the issues. I think we do that real well, and then we make our decisions. But thank you so much for working with us and the work you do. I know it's time-consuming, and not a whole lot of benefits except the feeling of being able to help and make improvements in our community. So thank you for what you do, Planning Commission. And tonight we've got these items talked about. Hopefully it'll be a short meeting. And, so, Roger, what about this?
Thank you, Dan. Every year for the last 3 or 4 years, we've gotten together as a body, one, to see what the action agenda should be for next year, but also if there's any issues or any situations or any problems that we need to resolve that we can talk through. To help us at this meeting, and the very first one we had is we started and we created a running list, and that took several hours. We got a little smarter, and the last couple of years we created a list based on the previous year's list and any new items that have come up during the year, either from City Council or from Planning Commission. So what we did is we took the liberty of sitting down and developing a top 10 list. And it's not that we're looking for 10, it just happened that it came out to be 10. And we put them in a ranking of what we had from last year and plus what staff felt seemed appropriate. Now, the language could change, you could add, you could subtract, we could change the order any way you want to, but we felt this would at least get us started to move forward. Because when we developed this list, I had questions about it as to what some of these things meant. And maybe some of you have the same questions. I thought Ed would go through, especially some of those that were, I mean, it's pretty easy when we talk about the north side plan here. You know, we've been waiting for the county. But as we get into some of these other ones, so if you don't mind, then Ed, if you go through these, and then we'll start looking at them and decide where we want to go with it. Please ask questions of Ed as it goes along.
But not hard ones. Most of these, I think you're familiar with. The comprehensive plan on the north side, again, I think we're waiting for the county on that. I don't know if there's any news on what they're doing. Attached housing, the commission's been working on that for the last 5-6 months. That should be on their agenda in May to make a recommendation to council, and that would create a new zone just for attached housing. You did make one amendment to the zoning ordinance in December, and that was to bring attached housing under the tree protection provisions of the zoning ordinance. So that's one thing you went ahead and did. But there's more coming on attached housing. Third, amendments to the land development regulations regarding maintenance guarantees. And this is primarily related to dedication or council accepting dedication of roads and utilities. And the intent would be that when you accept dedication of roads and utilities, you then have some money available for a year to fix any problems that might come up. Right now, this maintenance guarantee is coming before you accept dedication of the roads and utilities. So it shouldn't be a complicated issue. It's just a matter of some wording changes in the land development regulations. And again, the land development regulations are what used to be the subdivision regulations. Fourth, public notice for text amendments to the zoning ordinance and land development regulations. When you reach the point of having a public hearing, say on attached housing and creating a new zone, do you want to have some kind of public notice to let people know that you're considering that? Right now, you run an ad, basically just a legal ad in the newspaper. And there's been some sentiment on council, I think, to try to do more to make people aware of proposed amendments.
Let me give you a specific on that. One of the areas that down number 8 is to look at limited professional. If on limited professional you want to make some changes, that would mean up here under number 4 that we would be writing a letter to everybody that already has limited professional and possibly even writing a letter to everyone surrounding that property. Depending on the degree of what
you would like to see could become difficult for staff or not difficult. It, again, it depends on how many people we're trying to notify. Let's say you're going to go ahead and come up with some new regulations for single-family homes. Then are we going to send out 6,000 letters or 8,000? You know, we're looking at, we think we need to let people know what's going on, and it's kind of how's the best way of doing that.
Number five, require all wiring to be underground. Right now, the zoning ordinance requires new wiring serving buildings, new buildings to go underground. But there's some wiring that doesn't go to buildings. It goes to other things, or could be major transmission lines that go across the property. This would require any new wiring on a new project to go underground.
Are we not already doing that?
We are. Well, again, if the line serves a new building, assuming the new Walmart is built out here on Ridgeland Avenue, any new lines to the Walmart would have to be buried. Conceivably, there might be some other lines crossing the property that don't serve that building. And right now, there's nothing requiring them to be buried. So that's what this would do, is say any new wiring on the property has to go.
Also, an example would be the hospital. The cancer center is at the new building there. And there is a clause in the franchise agreement that we have that states that if for some reason it's not economically feasible, whatever that means, and to the power company, that kind of case was, we're better off going ahead and putting it above ground than underground. But we didn't find out about it until it was already done. And then we got into the situation. And we want to make it very clear that all wiring is underground, not just because you think it's not feasible economically, it's supposed to be underground.
Now, would that apply townwide and to residential, commercial, no exceptions?
Well, that's why we're going to talk about it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay. Excess management ordinance, that would be controlling curb cuts primarily. And Roger Dyer, our on-call traffic engineer, has prepared a draft of that ordinance we've had for a few months. And that's ready whenever you're ready to deal with it. Inoperable vehicles, number seven. Towing services and wrecker services are allowed to have to store inoperable vehicles, and there are limits on how much they can have in the area, and they have to screen it. And we got into this a few years ago, and it became obvious it was going to be somewhat of a complicated issue. And so you need to, once we get back into that, it won't be a simple thing. You may want to create a task force to deal with it, but it would be amendments to the zoning ordinance. Or you may decide to keep the ordinance just the way it is, but it's a little bit of a sticky issue. Evaluation of the limited professional zone, that stems primarily from the beauty salon issue that was up before you a year or so ago. And that would primarily involve just looking at all permitted uses in limited professional and deciding whether some ought to be added or taken out. And there might be some other things in limited professional you might want to examine.
I had a question. When we were talking about that issue, I do recall that, and I think I said it, that we should not only look at limited professional, but we should look at all of its zones. Now, having said that, when was the last time you recollect that we looked at all of that zone?
99. When the ordinance was totally redone, we looked at everything in an exhaustive manner.
Should we not, over a time period, of course, look at all of that zones, not just spell out that one? I realize that was an issue. But if we're going to look at that, I think we would need to look at all of them.
Periodically, you need to do that.
Right. Now, is 6 years...
There's no requirement for looking at zoning on any particular schedule. I mean, we went almost 30 years without updating the ordinance until 99.
I think it's smart that we look at all of them on some periodic timetable, because things change, and we know things change rapidly nowadays. And if there's nothing to change, then fine. That might be the first one we look at, but I think I think we ought to systematically look at all of them, I suppose, once we start.
I think if you start looking at one, it's going to ricochet on another, and you're going to find...
Well, it may, yeah, change something, or it may not change, yeah.
Number nine, creation of the institutional zone. If you remember when the Aiken Prep property on Hitchcock Parkway came in, and they wanted to put their school out there, and they asked for rezoning to office institutional. The school was fine, but zoning it office institutional would open it up to an office park or office development, which you didn't want. And so there was discussion then about creating an institutional zone specifically for schools or churches, public buildings. So that's what that would do. And then last is design standards for buildings along major roads. Just as you have a downtown overlay district with design standards and historic district with design standards, you could have design standards for development along Whiskey Road or Richland Avenue or York Street to have some control over the architecture or the appearance of the buildings. Any questions?
Ed, could you amplify item number six a little bit in terms of access to what?
From roads onto private property. Mainly, how many curb cuts can you have? Right now, the city doesn't have any regulation on the spacing of curb cuts or the number of curb cuts. And that's
how far from the corner, you get a street coming there. And it's mainly looking at your Whiskey Road and the primary streets.
Thank you.
So that when a plan comes in and you get the emotional plea from the individual, you get to go to what would be more rational basis, say this is why we're saying to do what we do. Doesn't mean you don't listen, doesn't mean you may not change it, but at least you have some basis.
The state has regulation, right, Roger, and the county
that's
also.
Correct.
County also?
Relatively weak ones, but they have more than we do.
Most of the things that have come before the Planning Commission on the last, gosh, I venture to say year or longer than a year, we've been allowing one curb cut in and out. That's been our aim. We haven't had anything, to, like you said, to back it up with, but that's what we've...
And a lot of times you might want to start looking at shared driveways.
Right.
And there's a lot of different things you can do with this. He has already drafted this up. It's just ready for you whenever you get to it.
You may recall, 10 years ago now, we had a lot of discussion about this when the Woodard track, where Applebee's is. That was a big deal. How many curb cuts are we going to have there fronting on Whiskey Road? And there's a lot of discussion on that.
A lot of discussion.
Took a lot of time. Maybe this would help to have this standard.
I thought about number nine. I thought that churches and public buildings were already allowed in most residential areas and most other things.
As a special exception, if I remember correctly, I think you have to go to the zoning board to get approval. And I forget the problem with the Aiken Prep property. Why? Well, they wanted a school, yeah. But to zone it, there was a problem with single-family zoning, and I don't recall what that was. They needed the office institutional for some reason. But again, that was opening it up to an office development, which you weren't too comfortable with.
Since they're not going to move, I wonder if we would spend time on that. But you know, I just part of our whole evaluation.
Jen, I think most people think that by right, a church and a school can just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. Even in a commercial district, I think they think people who talk about building schools and building churches think you can put them in any zone, but they're not restricted by anything we do or anything anybody else does. But they just have a right to be. And I don't know where that's coming from, whether it's because it's been done, or whether there is something on the books, but we certainly need to look at that. Because I think in any discussions I've ever had with a church or a school, I think you could buy a piece of property and go in and do it.
But you think now they could do it as a special exception? which might be a tactful thing.
Pretty much, I think that's generally true.
First of all, is there any additions that we leave anything out that council or planning commission would like to see on this list?
Roger, I have a question about number one. And maybe this isn't appropriate forum, and maybe this is a non-issue, but and Mr. Mayor, please tell me if this isn't appropriate forum. But the individual that was selected to head up that task force has missed the last two planning commission meetings and isn't here tonight. And I don't. There may be a good reason for that, but it to me, and I don't know anything beyond what I just said, it begs a question in my mind about are we fully prepared to go forward with this task force?
Bill, we're going to be talking about that Monday night, about how we handle that. I understand. I think you're talking about Mr. Daniels.
Right. Okay. Not the issue about...
No, and he may be out for a while.
Let me go ahead. He wasn't appointed to do the comprehensive plan for the north side. He was look at the green space thing. It's a different deal.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. It's all not even on that list.
Okay. I stand corrected then. I withdraw my comment.
We have Roscoe is here tonight, and one of the reasons Roscoe's here is I just got done putting together the agenda for Monday night for City Council. Mr. Daniels is going to be, because of health reasons, is going to be unable to be at the Planning Commission meetings for probably 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
He's going to have to undergo several treatments. And for that reason, Leslie Price, who appointed him, will be asking council that over the next 6 month interim that Ross would step in and take his place. And then at that time, or 6 months, or whenever he's ready to come back, that she would then reappoint and put Joe back in that position.
Okay. I did not know that, and I misspoke. I got the two confused.
There is, of course, another issue with that, Roger and I have had meetings with Ronnie Young and Killian about getting the county involved, because obviously it's in the county. All of that land we're talking about is in the county. And so we hope that that's going to come about, so that obviously they would be a part of that task force. Now, they may not be too excited about it as we are. We've been pushing it. Roger's been pushing the staff for a long time, and to get this done so that we don't have problems down the road, hopefully, because we don't do it. So we are talking with them, and hopefully they'll get on board with us. There are a few that, it's not their highest priority to do it that way. I think Ronnie feels a little bit different about it. But we're hopeful they'll come around soon. And if that remains number one, then we can get it started real quickly.
I thought part of that comprehensive planning we agreed council had last time we spoke to hire consultant to get that framework in motion, so when we appoint a task force, they'd know what direction to go in, as opposed to just handing them blank pieces of paper.
I was assuming that they'd kind of work together. But I don't know, whatever the best way is to do it.
The two planning departments, both the county and the city, have put together a framework of what they'd like to do and what they'd like to see as results. We're ready to hire the consultant. We have the money and the budget to do that. It was just a matter of having a task force that would be guiding the consultant as to where and what to do that we've been waiting on.
Right.
And what I'd like to see, maybe I'm stepping out of bounds on this, but what I'd like to see is to give the county a deadline that within the next 3 months, or 4 months, or 6 months, whatever time, 1 month would be fine with me. But if we can't move this forward with them within X period of time, then we'd like to go ahead and move forward without them.
We discussed this, the Planning Commission, that very idea, and that at some point, if we have a plan for that north area, and it becomes contiguous, which it will at some point, and it's going to be what the city decides at that point, and it's a big stick for us to have, and to have a plan of what we'd like to see there. And the longer we wait, the more difficult it's going to become. And I think that idea is great, to just say, okay, we understand you have your priorities, but we have ours, and we need to do this. And if at any point you'd like to join us in the process, we are thrilled and glad to have you. But as it becomes contiguous to the city and they ask for annexation, we have certain standards and certain regulations that we're going to ask for, you know, whether the county's in on it or not.
The big reason you want the county involved at all possible, development still can go ahead and use septic tanks, wells for development. And if we do not have a set of regulations that we can jointly agree upon, it could very easily see a mobile home park be placed somewhere out there, and they just put in a well and some septic tanks, and we don't get what we really want. Now that's the negative side. If we don't have anything, we're just going to get what happens out there. And so it's better to have something than nothing at all. And so that's what I'm saying. Give them a period of time. If they cannot resolve this issue, the development committee, made up of, I believe it was Charles Martin, Kathy Rawls, and Willard Hightower, have been discussing it. And at least two of the members really don't see the necessity for the county to get involved in it. That's where it's come up so far. Now, there's other people on council, county council, that feel differently. And that's why the mayor and I have been talking to Brian Young to try to get them moving forward.
Well, may I make a comment? We now are going into the fourth year of the Whiskey Road Overlay District. Now, to me, that's a prime example of the lack of cooperation, the lack of will on the part of the county. You have people on that county planning commission who publicly state they do not believe in the overlay district, they do not believe in cooperation with the city. Now, I think it's very clear that I know how much cooperation you expect to get from the county. Now, they can talk this thing to death. The point is, time is running out, as you, well, as you point out, as everyone else can. There's got to be a way that you can put some pressure on them. I think one of the ways that you can put pressure on them is this business about extending water and sewer lines out into the county. There's got to be a little quid pro quo. And if they aren't willing to cooperate, then maybe they shouldn't be getting utilities. Now, that may be a little harsh, but at some point, the county's got to come along. I mean, growth is not going to stop at the city line. Growth is continuing at an extraordinarily rapid pace. It's developing without, they have no comprehensive, they have no plan. They're still working on a land management ordinance. The papers are full of people demanding that they do something. The editorials are demanding they're doing something. They've done absolutely nothing. I don't know where they stay on the Whiskey Road Overlay District. I understand that they did, their planning commission did send it up to county council, and they took out every bit of the tree provision. They don't want to extend it down to Worthington because they say it's rural. Well, I don't know the last time anybody took a drive down Whiskey Road. It doesn't appear to me to be very rural. But I think that's the kind of opposition that you're facing. It seems to me that at some point that the city has to simply tell the county, your time's up. You either go forward with you or without you. And as far as these utilities are concerned, there won't be any more utilities until you decide what you want to do as far as planning is concerned.
Roger, I think you talked about this earlier, and you mentioned the three people, and I have talked to two of them, and I think it's just a matter of sitting down and explaining what our position really is and what we're trying to do. And maybe we can do that in a small setting, but I will tell you that people who've lived in Aiken for a very long time understand the change is going to take a long time, because they are elected and they have constituents who believe things ought to be a certain way, and they're not going to readily change and run the risk of being thrown out of office to do something that the majority of the people are telling them they don't want done. So we've got to forge quietly and carefully and with a gentle hand how we I don't want to use the word manipulate, how we get them to come around to seeing things our way. It's not that they don't see what needs to be done. I think it is a difficult choice for them. And I think we have to work with them. I think we have
Well, Beverly, let me ask you a question. What is difficult about cooperating with the city? When you have a member of their planning commission who says he does not believe the city basically should mind his own business, where is the, I don't understand, what is the thinking along those lines?
You know, I've been to the planning commission meeting for the county here in the last month. And I've talked with them after they're struggling with an issue in North Augusta, and I made some comments on the development that they have going there, like whether you need a 36-foot road or a 23-foot road on a piece of property that tends to flood when it rains. And I made the suggestion, you don't want to pay too much of it because that's going to cause more water to come in and not be able to sell. And they listened very intently and were very accepting of what I had to say. But I think it matters that they think you're trying to help them get their job done versus maybe they perceive that we want to have it our way. I don't know. I don't know what their thoughts are. I just know that if you go easy with them, I think you might go a little bit further with them.
Do you think it would work to go ahead with our plans and try to do some plan and invite them, continue to invite them?
I don't think we should give up on that.
You know,
because listen now, you look at the mood of the legislature here lately and the things we have to watch out for when it comes to zoning. And look at what just passed with the billboard legislation. And you know that the entire delegation, everybody that touches the city with that legislation. And when I got onto one of them, I said, you know, how in the world can I do this? And he said, well, you know, nobody in the city said anything to me.
That's not true.
Frank. Oh, we're getting way
too No, you're not. I don't think you said anything to this person I talked to. You may have said something to somebody else.
I sent a lot of emails.
I'm just saying that the mood of the state legislature as it comes to zoning and what people can do with their properties is going to less regulation than we may want to deal with. Now, I mean, like it or not, Mr. Mayor, is that not what your updates coming from the Municipal Association are saying? Is that?
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, they're taking shots at home rule.
They're taking shots at home rule.
But why don't we leave that number one? That will show that we're putting our emphasis on that as number one. Set a day, month, whatever, and then move forward. And as Jane said, invite them to sit in. I mean, obviously, we've talked to them about this, and they know that they need to be a part of it. I think Ronnie and Clay know this. And if they come aboard, fine. If they don't, then we just proceed.
3 months?
3 months.
June 1st, July 1st?
Why not 2 months?
2 months? Sounds good to me.
What do y'all think?
We're just picking a number. It really doesn't make a lot of difference.
But what do we do if they don't do anything? What can we do if they don't do anything?
As a planning commissioner, I'd like to have a comprehensive plan because we've had applications for city services out there, and we've debated on the commission whether to grant them because they're outside the comprehensive plan area. And so...
But you feel you got to work with them to keep going at this.
Well, if I had a plan, I would know then whether I should vote for that or not, because it'd either be consistent with the plan or not. And at least having a plan, then they can react to it, as opposed to we're all guessing what it ought to be. So it would help me personally.
Maybe
if we
it would stir them to become more.
Well, I will go ahead and send a letter to Clay Killian and let him know that as of June 1st, we're in form of our task force, hire a consultant. We'd like to have them participate, but if for some reason they choose not to, then start moving forward.
Very good.
Okay.
Just one adjunct to that, Roger. I think perhaps you mentioned it a few times, but Do you think it would help, just as part of that problem, to have some sort of liaison, a permit, not to react to county, city-county problems, things that come up of mutual interest or things that need to be addressed as opposed to simply reacting to problems as they occur? Is that feasible? I'm just bringing that up as something that may have been useful in that particular case, but might be useful in another case.
You're talking about one person, Ed, or?
I don't know whether, you know, I should look to you for suggestions as to how that could be implemented, but it just seems to me that, look, we're living cheek to jowl now. 10 years ago, there was probably a lot of farmland that separated us, but now the lines of demarcation are inseparable. If you can have Whistler Road, where does it begin? Where does it end? We're right on top of each other. It seems to me that because we're so intimately involved, that we should have some better communication instead of reacting simply to this plan or something else that comes up, that maybe on a regular basis to be discussing problems that we find that should be addressed.
Well, maybe that should be another item on that list, and we can think more about how we want to do that.
One of the goals that City Council had at Horizons was to develop a joint committee between the city and county to have a couple of City Council members, a couple of county council members to get together on a regular basis to talk about issues. So that when we said that we want to have a connector road between Powerhouse and Whiskey, that group has already been put together and could talk about those items that would be of interest to both of us.
I think that
and,
would be very
good. Do this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
This group might meet quarterly, even if there isn't any issues, but just to talk about what possibly could be happening. But that was one of the goals that the City Council had at their planning retreat.
Would it be possible, too, for someone from the city to go to a planning commission meeting and say, these are the issues we have addressed? I mean, if they won't come to our meetings, you know, I mean, again, try to get at it any way we can so that they know what's going on and they know what we're addressing, and they might get some interest going there.
You know, when we worked on the overlay district, Bill and Wilkins, I think you were an alternate, and I worked with the County Planning Commission, and I have to say, and please correct me if you feel differently, that the two commissions worked beautifully together. I mean, we had very, very few areas that there was any minor difference of opinion but the breakdown came when it went back to the council.
Oh,
well, so back to that full commission.
The commission, and then on to council. The people that we worked with, Roscoe, you were on that too, weren't you?
Yes, if I'm good to speak. I remember one of the members of the County Planning Commission saying they felt that the majority of the work should be done by the city because eventually the county will become a part of the city. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's part of the hang-up, maybe. I'm not sure.
You got a good memory.
I remember that now. And another one said that the city ought to tend to their business and the county. Yeah. It may have been the same person, I don't know.
That was Ben.
But that came out of it, too.
Yes, that's Mr. Siegel. He told me. I asked him that, and he told me the city ought to basically tend to its own business.
But we can work around. I don't think that's the real attitude of the whole planning commission or the council.
Okay, we'll keep that as number one.
I had another thing that I thought we were going to address was residential parking in the downtown area. Since we're getting more and more residences, it's great. And, you know, what weren't we going to address that about what we're going to do as far as parking? Because right now in the CBD, there's no requirements for off-street parking whatsoever. And we get 15, 20 apartments downtown. And all those cars are on the street all day long. We're going to have fun downtown. What are we going to do then?
Okay. Should the open space project be on here somewhere? Because, I mean, we've been asked to staff it and other people. And, I mean, we're going to be involved in it, the planning commission.
It's probably going to, that task force or committee, whatever you want to call it, is probably going to be meeting for a year.
or more just to come up with the ideas, and then I'll come back to the Planning Commission. Now, I mean, it might come back in this next year, but it may not.
Well, we're going to, I mean, the it's like the comprehensive plan. That can take a year.
Just want to put it on there so we know that it's being worked on and we can say where we're
it's not off the radar screen. Mm-hmm.
What is that money going to be available?
The funding will start coming in this summer. And again, it's over a 7-year period, so theoretically we're getting in about $167,000 to make up that $1 million over that 7-year period. So we really don't have any money to spend for a while, which is fine. The biggest thing that, as I told a couple of council members, we're starting to get people calling my office, sending letters to my office saying, I have this perfect lot next to where I live. I would like to see it's a green space. And we need to, in a rational manner, decide where and what should be green space, open space within the area. So, again, when it comes to for the Planning Commission or Council, and it's not an emotional issue, it becomes more, here's the plan as to what we should be doing. But the open space, and then we have the underground wire, it's going to be another one that will be coming before the Planning Commission.
Well, that's on.
Well, no, that's...
Oh, that's...
This separate. Is different. This is above-ground wiring now that's going to go into underground wiring, probably in the downtown historic areas.
Number five would relate primarily to private property. The wiring task force that we're going to have going through that plan would deal with rights-of-way, primarily street rights-of-way.
For the one that's listed or the one that...
The one that's listed would be for private property, for new development, requiring that wiring to the new Walmart. That wiring would have to be underground. The wiring plan that we talked about recently with the task force would focus on road rights-of-way primarily, getting those wires underground.
Anything you build now, you have to underground, is what you're saying. Anything new that you build?
For the most part.
But I think you're talking about the Newberry Street and those areas that we've talked about in the past.
Put on Colleton or South Island. Where would we decide that is going to be the top priority?
But haven't we been asked to provide a resource to the underground wiring?
Yes.
We asked to be on it, actually.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's for one of us to be on.
Yeah.
Originally
and, but then it'll be coming back to the Planning Commission to look at. Once that criteria has been developed, and then you'll send it on to City Council.
But I think we felt like it would be beneficial to have one of our group on there as they're going through it.
Yes. Okay, there's three additional ones. We're up to 13 now. This will be a busy year for you all.
There's always some that come that we don't anticipate. And those are usually the ones that are the most difficult.
And just like we put, and again, you don't have to, but we did put a couple of these with task force that have probably a group effort. Obviously, this one already is going to be a group effort. This is going to be a task.
Underground wiring.
And this one's going to be a task.
Does number seven mean like places on Richland Avenue that have a lot of cars sitting there?
The two on Richland Avenue, one on New York Street that... you, John Sprawls, and I, and some of these places, Ed was being very nice about these locations. The way they explained it, at least I understood, is they got three Hondas in, they took parts from each one of those and made one Honda. And then they got three leftover parts from all the Hondas, and then they get a fourth and fifth Honda, and they take a few parts from the first three, more from the other two. Now they got five Hondas that are left over. And so, they say it's a for sales and a parts shop, but it was getting to be more and more of a junkyard. But again, the way our regulations read, if we really enforced it, they would have to go out of business. And there's two on Richland and one on New York.
I'm in Richland, Mary.
Yeah, Richland, you're talking about, not New York.
No, there's one up on New York Street near the railroad tracks.
Right. Yeah. Kill it. Buy one in your backyard.
Oh, that one.
So many people had the same car in there for years.
But that one on Richland Avenue.
And built that up, that fit one in.
Yes.
That one just kind of grew.
And it's still growing.
And the fence isn't growing, it's falling apart. So that doesn't help either, does it?
But I thought there was some legislation that went through that became effective, and because now I talked to the guy, he told me that after July of some year, he's going to be okay, and that time has passed.
Well, I think there is some ordinance out there that could enforce this.
We have an ordinance that we want to enforce it. We could basically have to be.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
When we met, when Don was there and Jane was there, we decided to wait and discuss this in the Planning Commission, City Council, and determine how do we want to modify those regulations so we can work with them where they can also get cleaned up.
It's a fascinating business.
You're facing two different issues here, too. I mean, the people who take three or four cars and make one or two out of them usually have titles to all of them. Some of these people have had customers in and leave cars, and they don't have titles to them, and getting rid of them becomes a problem.
And that was brought up at the meeting, too.
So you're facing two kinds of problems with these inoperable vehicles.
That's what was happening to Kelly, because they had a body shop in Augusta, and they would pull cars, and it's easier to get a title in South Carolina than it is in Georgia, so they would bring the Georgia cars over and leave them
for a certain
amount of time.
Yeah.
And they went way back there, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I mean, any other additions to our list here? If not, number two, as we said, in May, should be coming out of the Planning Commission.
Yeah, we should vote on that in April.
Number three, we got the first two. We need to decide, is this going to be number three, or is one of those over there become number three?
But Roger, the second and third over there will only involve one Planning Commission person until the whole task force comes back. But are any of these others going to be the same, or will they have a Planning Commissioner heading up the task force like we had on the comprehensive plan?
This one here, we're recommending you might not consider a task force. Again, we bring some of those owners of those shops, people that are knowledgeable as to what's going on, a Planning Commission member, probably a couple of people from our staff. And it could be the same thing as you have number two or three of the sheet.
And number 10 is a task force.
And number 10 could be the same thing. It just depends on how many task force you want to have out there. And then our planning department head keeps telling me all the time, we can only handle a few of these at a time.
Right. I see number 7 being like the commercial vehicles. I can see us having the same.
Large vehicles and crawls and park is just how that was.
It smells out of done.
I don't want to do
the fact that number 6 is ready for commission review, should that be moved up? Since it's ready for review.
Which one is that?
Number 6.
That would make sense because we could get it across.
It really is a very important
issue. It seems a little strange that it wouldn't be right up top there since it's ready for review.
We'll make this number 3.
Roger, on number 4, are we not already doing that?
Again, number 4 was as you get ready to make a change in your regulations, and let's say we're talking about LP, and we want to go ahead and add or subtract some of the various zoning areas. That would mean currently all we do is advertise the paper. We put add the paper. Sometimes we'll even put an ad on page 3 or 4, particularly if it's, And where do you post it? You go to every LP and put a sign. No, you're not doing that. You write a letter to everybody. Do you write a letter to the people around them? How far do you advertise to let people know that we're considering a change?
I think that's something we need to get done.
And so this is an important thing, but there's a lot of things to think through as to how do we let people know. Again, let's say we're going to change something on single-family residential. Do we send out 6,000, 7,000 letters, or is it just going to have to put it into a utility building? An article.
I was going to suggest that one.
Yeah. I know when they rezone the property on Richmond Avenue, near where the church is, the church got a letter stating that there was a meeting with B and Z. BZA.
This is not a rezoning of a particular piece of property. It's a change in the words and the ordinance that
just the change that they were going
to affect all the zones. And this came up in the 99 when I, and one of them was Robbie Shellhouse came to us and said, what do you mean my property as a funeral home can no longer be on Haney Avenue if it's vacated for a year? When did that change? Well, it happened in 99. No one notified you. We had a year-long series of meetings. And so that would be a case like that, letting people know that their property has the potential of a change.
But so in the last 6 years, we've not started to do that, is what we're saying.
Not for changes to the words in the ordinance, no. I mean, last year you adopted new regulations for fences and walls and also for accessory buildings, which affects every piece of property in the city, essentially. You know, should there have been some attempt at mass public notice for the for those changes?
I think there is a better way that we could do the ads to be clearer. I mean, Jenny Stoker sent some examples, I think, to you probably.
But not everyone gets a newspaper.
But it, at least if we're spending the money to put it in the newspaper, it could be stated more clearly so people could really understand that it applies. And then we'd have to think about what else we could do. You're right, we have to do more than one thing. Put it in the bill, put it in the paper.
Put it in the bill.
I think we ought to go ahead and address that one, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, listening, that is number four now. Yeah. So we have one, two, three, four.
And then what?
Three and five. What's the old three and five are pretty important, too.
Number three should be very
should be very
simple.
Right.
Should be very
let's make number three, number five. Good. Here.
Make this number six then?
Yeah.
You know, back to number four just quickly. I think that the best way we have of communicating with all of our citizens nowadays is through the water bill. And perhaps you do that for 3 or 4 months in a row before you make a change. Maybe we're just going to have to delay to make sure people see it. I just don't see sending out X number of thousands
time,
of letters.
You're expensive. Postage's gone up.
And it maybe should be at the very top of the
yeah, it could be. It could be, you know, put a border around it, red or right. Whatever, highlight
it. Polarize it. There's a lot of things we can do. But everybody gets that, now whether they
right.
read it.
That's right.
Way.
But if you
yeah.
put
at
it
least they get
several
it.
Times.
At least they've got it.
At least they get it. They can't say they didn't get it.
Nothing's going to be 100%.
Well, but the other thing we can do, too, if we know a citywide change has been asked for and it's directly related to a particular piece of property, I don't see why that particular piece of property can't be posted.
Oh, and we do that not exactly that particular property.
Well,
even
not,
if it's
not required.
No, it's not required.
It's not required.
Well, we do it. Well, we do it. We have done it. It's usually in your direction, but the ordinance does not require it. So.
I've asked them to do it. It's not required.
For fences and walls, there was nothing like that. Or accessory buildings, or occasionally it relates, like the beauty parlor.
Well, just something, I'm just saying, if anything relates to one particular piece of property and that's the reason for the change, then it makes sense to
me. You're correct. It's not required, but we've been doing it so often, I guess it's not required.
I mean, it just makes sense. I don't care how we do it.
Okay, so we got the top six, then we got three over here and four down here.
I would like to see 8 and 9 switched. Can we do that?
You'd like to see 9 here and 8 here?
Yeah.
What are we going to use as number 7, Bill?
I like number 7 letters.
Okay.
Because we can set up a task force and they're going to meet. They're just going to come back to us. I mean, it's not like that's going to take much time at first until they come back. But we can get that task force working.
Right now, how many task forces do we have going on? Yeah. None?
It takes 1,000.
Well, wiring and open space.
But we have starts.
Not really. We're trying to put that together.
Okay.
And how many?
And those two are enough, frankly.
I was going to say, you can't do more than two at a time.
No, not when we have Zoning Board, Planning Commission, and Design Review Board.
Plus, remember that this is going to start on June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be number 3.
But when will we get the consultant together to get the framework together to get started?
It still involves a lot of staff time because the consultants would want to have all kinds of information.
That's right.
Right, but I mean, if you if you're going to appoint the consultant, when are you going to do that?
Recruiting a consultant to do this would take 3 months, essentially, by the time you go through everything.
Okay.
And you really can't start that until we know what's going to happen with the county. I mean, we can't start recruiting a consultant now, not knowing whether or not the county's going to be involved.
So it'll be the fall.
So what I'm trying to do is do a reality check here, when this can really get kicked off.
Well, I don't really disagree with that, but I think we can go ahead and start getting requests for proposals from the consultant now, and at least get all those here, start doing some evaluation, and we'll know if the county's going to join us or not.
Right. That I think we should do, but we want to have something. We need to have some framework laid out for this group to work with rather than just hand 12 people a blank piece of paper and say, go for it.
You have all that.
Would we need a task force for number 7? Do you think we need a task force? Do you think this is something you do? I was just thinking, I don't know, if it wouldn't be interesting for all the members of Planning Commission to hear their general arguments about why they can't do what they want them to do.
They will come, because with the commercial vehicle thing, after I met and met and met and met and met.
They won't come.
Well, no, they came, and Planning Commission got to hear. And then, I mean, we sent it up, y'all sent it back, we sent it up.
And it's amazing.
It was 4 times,
But back to one, I mean, realistically, when can we get a task force start on this? I mean, we're really talking about...
on this or this?
On that one. By the time we consult on number one done and it gets an outline...
It'll be at least a year before we can go ahead and get started with the task force.
Okay. That's what I'm pointing at, because you're dropping it down. You guys will start with that, but task force won't start with that right away. It's not going to have task force people starting June 1st
right,
to debate
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
But does that make it any less of a priority?
Well, what about if...
No, then I'm just saying, people-wise...
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think it's a significant importance that you want to keep it right up. You want to keep it on the front burner.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, again, you know, we just got to look at the amount of resources of people we're using.
Don't we already have a rule about fencing that they're really not following, too, about shielding that from the public view?
You're talking about this one?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a couple things.
And you can sure see them. I mean,
you can make them shut down right now if you really want to. You can put a lot of people out of there.
And we don't really want to, but maybe we could do the fencing thing right away. You know,
again, one of the problems is you follow, say, well, we're going to follow this part of the regulations, but we're not going to follow these other three parts of the regulations.
Oh, I didn't know it was three.
Well, I know, maybe two.
I mean, we've been talking about inoperable vehicles for years.
We're getting closer, though.
It's on a list.
It used to be I got a number
22 or something years ago.
Well, why don't we drop this down, since we're not going to be able to start that task force anyway, right away.
Okay.
And then we can make either there or here 7-8, however you want to do it.
I think the institutional zone or something won't be that hard to do for Planning Commission. And it would help Ed out. And we can knock that out.
We'll make that number 7. Leave this number 8.
Sure.
Make this number 9. And 10, 11, 12, or how do you want to do these three over here?
I think we need to do something about that parking right away, because we're getting buildings built.
Let me tell you, the DB zone, downtown business zone, about this time last year, we were all wrestling with the guidelines. They got approved in May, or was it June?
August.
Wow. Time flies. We were really wrestling with it. That's right. We introduced it in May. One of the components that council asked for, and the planning commission asked for, was what about the residential areas? That covers the commercial buildings and the institutional buildings very well. But we don't have any component for residential. Randy Wilson, who put together the plan, is putting together the residential component for that. That, in turn, we could ask them to go ahead and look into this area here and try to tie the two together. Would that be reasonable?
To give us parking issue you're talking about.
Right.
Parking.
To give us some opinion and some thoughts on it. So we're just not, you can go ahead and research, you can tell us what other people are doing. What Jane is saying is, as you probably well know, right now you do not have to provide parking spaces for any commercial property or any residential property in the downtown area. Now, saying that, most of the new residential that's being built is providing their own parking. because they don't want to be in the street either. But it very easily could be that somebody could put a residential property in there and make it four stories tall, 16 units, and not put a single parking space in there. And that would all be on the street. 10 years ago, when we were doing the upstairs residential apartments, it wasn't a big problem because the people that were living in those apartments went to work every day. So they'd come home at 5 o'clock at night, leave in the morning. But some of these units are now being rented out and are being occupied by people that don't work anymore. And so their cars are there all day long. In fact, some of them don't move for days on end. And so we're getting into this parking situation. The biggest complaints I've had in the last 3 days from people, merchants in downtown areas, we've got so much construction going on. We've got trailers, we've got construction vehicles, and was it 12 spaces we were told today, taken up by dumpsters and trailers and stuff. And it's good the construction's going on, but it's also causes some other situations. And so we had to build that on today and crack the whip, and we got several things moved. But we're getting ready the antique stores, or what used to be the post office annex on Park Avenue over here. Those are going down, and those are all going to be residential. I believe they're going to put garages with them. But again, even though they have garages for themselves, they're going to have guests go over, and they're going to be parking in. And so parking's going to be more and more of an issue as time goes on.
When he gets it done, we just need to work it in and address it.
So we'll ask Randy Wilson to look into this.
So I think that should be an but does that even need to be an item then, if you're already doing it?
Do you have any idea when he's coming back? Did he say he's going to come back with something?
Well, he's already come back with a proposal. Ed and we've kind of went back and forth reviewing his proposal to do the work, so we haven't settled that.
If he can deal with or advise on this, but right. This is really a separate issue from what he's going to be doing.
Correct, but we're going to add that to that issue.
Okay. I mean, that would involve amendments to his own ordinance.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be asking him to go ahead and give us some advice, some direction.
So when he brings it back, we'll just have to work it in.
Is it going to take him 3 months, 6 months?
Well, again, to me, it's two different issues. I mean, the guidelines and this, if you want him to deal with this first, he can do that. If you want him to deal with the guidelines first, he can do that. But it's not something they're not connected.
Okay, right? You don't see the connection.
You don't think design guidelines have anything to do with parking on the street?
Well, sure. I mean, the parking lot needs to look nice. And when he does the guidelines, they can talk about parking, can address parking. But to deal with what you're talking about, you're going to have to change the words in here to require some parking downtown.
I think we need to do it quickly before these parking starts.
I don't know that it's quite related to what you're talking about, but Don and I talking about this yesterday, the so-called parking problem largely can be solved almost immediately by having some sort of dialogue or requirement. I don't know if you can make it a requirement. How many people do you think work downtown? I doubt you guess it. 100, whatever. Well, so many of these people are parking on Richland or Lawrence, but right in front of their stores, and if stores are complaining, customers can't get into the store, and everybody wants to park in front of the store that they're going into. It seems to me that if you could get 25 or 30 or 50 employees to park one block off these main shopping areas, you would have immediately solved most of the problem of not so much the different set of problems you're talking about providing parking for residential, but the trailers and so forth are taking up 12 spaces. But if you could get 25 or 30 people who work downtown to park in a different area, you would have gone a long way to improving what is obviously a situation that needs improvement. But I don't know
how. The question is how you do it.
Well, that's precisely
the point. Don
told me that he worked years ago, he worked in a store, and the boss told him if he didn't park around the corner, he'd dock his pay. Well, I don't know.
Joni charges them if they don't abide by her rules.
Well, the ADA worked. That
yeah.
tried
marking spaces, color spaces.
We did lots of things, and the survey was that there's only a handful of merchants that didn't want to buy having their employees. But again, it goes in cycles. Some of those may be gone, some other ones came in.
Well, it seems to me that you can't we all can't complain about parking downtown, and our merchants can't complain about parking downtown and the problems of access and so forth if there's no ability on their part to help in terms of providing access for their customers by having their employees simply park on top of the building.
And I hate to even bring this up, but at some point in time, we'll have to probably look at the issue of limited time parking. 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever you want to come up with, and some little chalk tires, and that's the only way you'll ever get it resolved. I didn't say go back to parking meters, but limit the amount of time you can park there.
There's no fee other than them just getting permission to put a dumpster on the street, is there?
There is not.
I would suspect that if some of these people had to pay to put it there, they'd find another way to get it out of there.
Most of the time, they keep it there for short periods of time when they're gutting the building like they were doing at the corner of the parking lot. Obviously, in the DeVore's building and where they're building down here, that'll be a longer time period.
Could we make incorporated to this whole parking thing, incorporate into that, the have a discussion for some formal means of talking to our downtown merchants about this very problem of perhaps finding some way to get them to cooperate with getting off street parking?
And I'll just tell you again, we've
had that ongoing discussion until you're blue in the face.
That's right.
I've talked to them, and they'll say, oh, well, I made my employees park over on Newberry Street. Well, then what happens to you, Don? I mean, you know, then there's no place for your people to park or your customers to park. And they think they're making a big sacrifice by walking over.
Well, I've talked to a few of them, and their reply is, well, I'm willing to do it, but Joe isn't willing to do it.
Joe's not going to do it.
You go around and around and around.
Okay.
This will be additional.
That's at Walmart.
Correct.
But Ronnie, if you park, take you to the building if you park way out. I don't know, but the merchants will get the picture that they're losing customers because they can't park them in.
Do we want to take this residential parking in the downtown business district and move that up, or just keep it there and wait for direction from staff and Randy Wilson?
I think when we get direction from staff and Randy, then we can work it into the schedule.
Okay.
Let's do it as fast as we can, because the more building that goes on, the... Yeah.
This will be number 11, 12, 13.
Now, understand, we're not going to... Just because we got 13 listed in the Planning Commission, I'm sure we'll agree, there's no way that all 13 are going to get done this year. You know, typically, you're able to work through 5, 6 in a good year.
I'd like to see that be 6, man. I really would.
Jane, tell me, I'm not as familiar with what's going on as you are, but what construction is imminent that would exacerbate the parking?
I think there are more and more apartments that are being built downtown, and I think that's going to continue. There's he just mentioned this business at the old post office annex on Park Avenue. I think we're okay on construction where the old theater was, because they have that. Is it going to be in the lot we currently have?
That's correct. Well, they're going to have garages back there.
In addition to the lot, or on the lot?
And it'll encroach in back of the...
Because part of that lot belongs to them, does it not?
Yes, it all belongs to them. We just have an easement back there.
All right.
And they're going to go ahead and use part of that easement. In fact, that'll be on the agenda one night, revoking what we currently have, so it goes back to them. But they're still going to have probably about 10 spaces in addition to where those garages can be for people that work in shops and retail buildings. Well, plus guests that might be there.
That's taken care of theirs, but that's parking that's now available that will no longer be available because it's going to be used by the people that own the property, which is perfectly fine.
It was never 100% utilized before.
Well, I know. See, that's where we get frustrated with the, well, they made their employees park there, and it was all empty. Nobody. I just think it's, anyway, it's on Park, and then I think above some of these stores, we're going to see more and more of that. And all it takes is one person to be out there 20 hours a day, you know what I mean, and...
Well, where do you want to put it?
Where do you want to put it, Jane?
I'd like to see if it, we do five or six, I'd like to see it be at least six so we can get to it this year.
And what are we going to squeeze out of that?
Well, number two will come out pretty soon.
Yeah. Maybe number three will come out pretty soon, too, since it's ready to review.
I can see two, three, four getting done pretty easy.
So maybe if it's seven.
Maybe seven would be okay.
Be able to get
a possibility.
Number five is important, but it's one of those issues that's not critical. Right now, we go to the developers and say that 1 year after occupancy, we are looking to take over that road, the water, and the sewer. What's happened a few times is within that 1 year, they go bankrupt and that company's no longer there, and we have not obtained the water, the sewer, and the roads from these developments. What this would do is we would then be able to get the road, the water, and the sewer more right at the time of occupancy, and then they go ahead and are going to be part of the guarantee on it, or it'll be a letter of credit or a bond, which they're supposed to do anyways.
Well, that shouldn't take too long.
I mean, it's not. It's an important issue, more from a staff standpoint, but it really gets back to the council's important if they don't do the right thing.
Is it a matter of just adding some more words to the existing ordinance, adding
some of the relatively simple wording changes?
Yeah, you know, within a month or two, it's one of those issues that could be completed.
Okay. All right.
Just
okay. You want to put that number seven then, the residential apartment?
Okay. That goes number seven.
Now, a lot depends on Randy's schedule.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know what.
Well, we may just go to him and say, do this first, and then go ahead and do the other stuff.
And then just drop everything down.
Yes. So that makes, let's say, that's 9, 10. That's 11.
You don't think there's going to be a need to charge people putting these dumpsters out?
We haven't had a problem until this last 6 months, until all this construction just all of a sudden is developing. It's worked out very well. In most of the cases, the dumpsters have been there for a short period of time.
Maybe as a...
It's something we can certainly look at.
Maybe as a compromise, Roger, what would you think of after a certain length of time instituting some sort of charge? But I think if somebody's trying to renovate a building, I hate to put obstacles on their path and train them.
As long as they're moving them when you ask them to.
Well, it's like security federal. We're excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's taken 3 or 4 months, and it just takes a while to get things done. And in a downtown area that's tight like this, that's really probably
I would just hesitate to put a competitive to that.
That's kind of let us try to work with them. Yeah. Okay.
They're going to fill them up pretty with game to the dumpster owners.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean,
they have a limitation.
They pay the dumpster. Yeah, they have to pay the dumpster. So the water they can get, the more cost.
They have a certain minimum time they can keep it, too. You know,
they're ratified with the day.
So they want to get it filled up now as quick as they can.
Any other comments? Well, I believe you've given us the direction we need. We'll bring this back to City Council for formal action, probably at the first meeting in April.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everybody.